Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy. Today we're going to talk about Culture Tech. Culture Tech is a week-long celebration of digital technology, media, and music taking place in Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland from September the 9th through the 15th. This year's program features over 100 different sessions and events, from games tournaments to film screenings, live music to art installations and theater to comedy. There's also a dedicated Culture Tech Junior Strand, which will be taking over the venue at Ebrington for 3 full days. Did I say that right, Ebrington?
You did indeed, yeah.
The rest of the program takes place through the city in bars, coffee shops, unloved retail spaces, I like that, clubs, shopping centers, theaters, art galleries, and even outdoors. This year includes the Belfast Media Festival, the Loebner Prize, is that it, Loebner?
Loebner, yeah.
Yes, the Danny Awards, Games Tournament, Multiplay, as well as speakers and artists from the Barbican, YouTube, the New York Philharmonic, the Tate, the Met, and nearly 100 other organizations. From Thursday to Sunday, the music program features showcase events from record labels, festivals, promoters, and music industry companies. Culture Tech is already Northern Ireland's biggest digital and creative industries event, with even bigger plans already taking shape for 2014, which we'll talk about later. But as you heard, I was referring to someone's disembodied voice there, and that's Connor Daugherty. Connor is a marketing and partnerships manager at Culture Tech. Connor, welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about yourself a bit. Tell me a little bit of personal background.
Okay, well, as you said, my name's Connor Daugherty. I'm from Derry. I'm a resident of the city. I've lived around the world in England, Belfast, Berlin. I've lived in America for a while as well. And my background is in working with startups mainly, is what I used to work in, and marketing startups. And I came on board the Culture Tech team this year, in the second year of the festival. So I joined the team this year.
And Derry, Londonderry is part of the UK City of Culture. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, Derry, Londonderry is the UK's inaugural City of Culture. So this was a program that was thought of a few years ago just to celebrate the different cultures that exist within Britain. And Derry beat off competition from a few cities in Scotland and Norwich in England to take the prize. So what we have is a year-long event, or a year-long program, basically, celebrating the diverse cultures from Derry and around the world. So we've had everything from some large music festivals to conferences such as Culture Tech. We also had Steve Wozniak came to talk about innovation a while ago. Next week we have Fla Cuil, which is the largest celebration of Irish traditional music in the world. It's held every year. They're expecting 300,000 to 400,000 people throughout the week in the city, which is going to be quite a thing
for Derry and Londonderry, huh?
Yeah, well, there's 600 hotel rooms and 400,000 people. Now, I'm not great at maths, but I don't quite know how it's going to turn out. So we're expecting a large event next week. And Culture Tech forms a big part of the City of Culture year this year.
We're expecting a lot of people at Culture Tech, too. How's that going so far?
We're expecting the headline figure is 30,000 people. That's over the course of a week-long festival, as you mentioned. Most of our events are actually free, so we just want general participation from the public.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I saw that a lot of it's free, and the events that aren't free are like in the $5 and $8 range, a pound range, sorry, I'm back in the States.
Yeah, well, we actually approached the ticketing a little differently this year. We considered a few different methods. We were talking about maybe crowdfunding the whole thing, but in the end, we decided to go with a pay what it's worth variant for our early bird tickets. So we put the onus on the patrons to see what they thought it was worth for entrance to the conference, entrance to all the music gigs, entrance to the workshops, a free T-shirt, and some goodies. So we let them decide. So the minimum bid was £1, about $1.60, and you could bid as much as you, or you not bid, sorry, you could pay as much as you thought it was worth. So we let that run for about a month.
I think that's great, because it opens the door to anybody. Anybody wants to come see it, whether you've got lots of money or not, or you just happen to walk by, you can just go to so many events. I mean, I was just downloading the days, and it was 3-4 pages a single spaced. So you guys got a lot going on. How many participants do you have so far?
Well, we have Going across, I'd say we've got about 100 to 200 involved at the minute, and it's growing all the time. Every time you check your email, there's someone else wants to get involved and help out with a section and lend their expertise. So it's great. It's a great showcase of the sort of the digital talent that's in Derry and in the wider Irish sort of community. So that's what we like to celebrate, really. For a long time, Derry has been a bit it's struggled really for its place in the UK economy. But we've really recently realised that, you know, with creative industries, we can actually become a bit of a force again. So we're rallying behind that as a means of sort of, you know, that's what we want to base the economy on in the future, and that's what we see where we see the money coming from.
Just getting back a little bit to the UK City of Culture, has preparations been made to continue this culture extravaganza after the year is done?
Yeah, that's a big debate at the minute, is what's the legacy of the City of Culture going to be? So people talking about what they can take away from this year. You know, it sparked a lot of interest among the city itself and in groups that wouldn't necessarily have got involved in the, you know, highbrow sort of culture. You know, sometimes culture can be a dirty word in the wrong place, if you know what I mean.
People think it's just very elitism only.
Exactly, yeah. So it's taking it away from that elitist sort of vibe, really, and seeing where we can go in the future. We have, for example, the Turner Prize is coming, which is the top.
Oh, really?
One.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a major coup.
So it's, yeah, there is a lot of sort of, the discussion has turned from what the program of events was to what's going to be the legacy. What are we going to come away with? You know, I've noticed from a purely sort of personal point of view, there's a lot of optimism around the city at the minute. You know, people think that we can do a lot, you know, we can achieve a lot. We're a very young city. We have a very young population. And I think there's a general optimist sort of vibe at the minute. That's the main thing that comes out of it. But it will be a few years before we actually know what the legacy of the city will be. I know that the government, who, when they awarded it, so far they've been very impressed. And they're currently awarding the second one, which will be in 2017. So they're going through the shortlisting process of that at the minute. And I think Derry set down a very, very big benchmark.
Oh, you're up for that too?
Oh, God, no. We're not up for it. But we can't be too greedy, you know?
I know, but you know.
So I think it's Dundee and Aberdeen are the two main cities that they're talking about at the moment. So it should be moving to Scotland after this, apparently.
Well, see, part of my remit is being an internet radio station. I can talk to you, I can talk to people all over, but also, it's not just a one-off. I can maintain things, I can follow up on all the topics, all the issues that I'm bringing up, and I would really like to hear, this is what I should be saying at the end of this, but I would like to hear how it goes in September and the plans, and possibly how Baltimore and whoever you want can partnership. I'm working with some people in Austin, Texas, about streaming live theatrical performances, you know, on an ongoing basis. And that's really my remit, everything on an ongoing basis. So I'll say that right now, because this is very exciting. I mean, like I said, I just look through, just skimming through what's going to happen here. And it's just a wide variety of stuff that's going to happen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, well, as you said earlier on, there's we've over 100 sessions. I think the number at the minute is sitting at 160. And basically, it's a grand celebration of everything digital and everything technology, and mainly sort of looking at where the sectors of culture and technology come together, if you know what I mean. So it's that space that we try and celebrate. That can take everything from music to theater to arts to, we've got a conference as well. But I'll highlight a few of the things that sort of jump off the page at me that I find to be quite interesting and maybe your listeners would like to hear a little bit about. We go from the sort of the wacky to the very sensible. Basically, we've teamed up with Invest Northern Ireland, who are our sort of enterprise body and help sort of stimulate sort of foreign direct investment in Northern Ireland. And they're going to run 22 sessions for entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, on a number of various topics, from, you know, how to start a business, the very sort of the basics, to key export markets, you know. So that's one thing that we'll have a lot of entrepreneurs coming to the festival, engaging with Invest NI on a one-to-one basis and taking the mentorship away. At the complete other end of the spectrum, we have the International Loebner Prize in Artificial Intelligence. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
No, I haven't. Tell me about that.
It's based on the Turing test, which is can robots ever have artificial intelligence? You know, can they trick a human? So basically what it is a lot of chat robots, which you sometimes find on websites, can I help you? You know, the wee box pops up. They have to convince a panel of judges that they're actually human as opposed to robots. So that's going to be 2 days of conference. There's a $250,000 prize for that.
Wow. So,
sponsored by Mr. Loebner himself. He's a New York-based philanthropist. And he's a bit unique, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So the conference, that conference and competition is going to be run during Culture Tech. So we will have robots trying to convince judges that they're actually humans. So and if they can convince the whole panel of judges, then they win $250,000. Which is not a bad day's work for a robot, really.
No, I would, you know, I wouldn't mind being a robot's assistant for that.
Definitely not. No.
So. That brings to mind, though, that if you have such a thing like that, which sounds like it's being sponsored by some really important people in the business that you're, you know, the culture tech type business. Also, you're bringing in some companies then. Some bigger companies from all over. I mean, you know, you're talking about New York Met and everything like that, but there's got to be companies now that are actually seeing, Derry and Londonderry. Wow, that's a place. Because obviously, like Belfast, I know there are places, American companies that are coming in and hiring IT people because you're well-trained over there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, traditionally, the dairy economy, I'll just focus on dairy specifically, was traditionally shirt making was our main stock of trade. So for years and years, that's what it was. It was garment sort of manufacturing, basically. And mainly it was the most of the workforce was actually the females used to be the main breadwinners in the dairy area. But obviously over the years, the manufacturing has moved east. So we're down to one shirt factory now. So in the last few years, the main employer in the city we've moved on to a sort of tech field, and Seagate, who are one of the main employers in the city. So they've realized the potential of dairy in the last few years, and also in Northern Ireland, and they're very, very supportive of what we do. So we've sort of teamed up with them this year to bring the Culture Tech Junior strand to the festival. Which is basically going to have, it's a giant celebration and sort of educational feast for 6,000 school kids over 3 days. They're going to get hands-on with companies who they may find, you know, on the surface to be quite boring, but when they actually see what they can do and what they can learn if they stick to, we refer to them as STEM subjects over here, science, technology, and maths, basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's what they can do with learning in these fields and open up these possibilities. So not just in a boring way, but we're actually talking to companies to say, you know what, you do something really cool when you break it all down. Why don't you take the best bits of what you do, let your engineers who have got these brilliant brains and are working on these tiny things all the time, let them go mad, see what the kids will, let's have the kids go away going, you know what, that was amazing. So we have 6,000 kids over 3 days coming through that. And we also have things like CERN, you know, from Switzerland are coming over. Their director is actually from Belfast, one of their directors. So he's getting behind it as well. So we're going to have a giant focus on the kids and then how they can fit into the economy in the future, because that's obviously the legacy that we want to leave is getting kids involved in this space, basically. And seeing how much fun it can be and what benefit it can be as well.
Well, you hit the key phrase in there when you're talking hands-on. I mean, if they get involved and they do something and they see how cool it is, really, and I'm an old man, I'll still say cool.
Yeah,
they'll realize.
I'm actually taking a saying groovy a lot. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. I was saying copacetic the other day. I don't know what's wrong with me. The thing about it is that, like I said with my remit, is that things go on, and it seems like you've done a great job of putting this together and that you really are very thoughtful about continuing it on. I mean, you personally, do you plan on staying on?
The thing that attracted me to the festival and Mark, the festival director, his vision for for the future is that we can take this and grow it as not just as a dairy brand, basically, but the thing, as you touched on earlier on, that we're using a lot of sort of unloved retail space and bars, and we want the public to engage with this festival. It's not a pay $1,000 and stay in a very exclusive place. We want this to sort of weave into the fabric of everyday life and get involved. If someone sees a session in a cafe on how to use social media for business and they want to sit and listen, then by all means go for it. If Derry is a walled city, the walls are 500 years old, and we're going to use that for a lot of theater pieces. We're going to try and hold sessions up there. We're going to use the canvas of Derry to actually get this across. And what we want to do is show people that we can do this as a fringe in other festivals. Like, we're talking to the other organizations that we can maybe go next year and sort of bring the Culture Tech brand to different places. And I want to grow with the company. It's something, last year everyone went away thinking that was great. They were all good people. It was a great festival, and I want to come back next year. So I think of the speakers that we had last year, off the top of my head, I can think of four that are coming back. So that they're coming back from the States and from England. So it's not just a local celebration.
Well, maybe you can sneak me over somehow and I'll do a live remote.
We'll try and find your room. get you booked quick enough.
Oh, yeah. I love Derry Londonderry. I want to be politically correct here now. I know what to do here.
With a new term for it this year, it's legendary.
So. Is it? I like that. That's better. That solves a lot of problems, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Stroke City? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, Stroke City. Oh, yeah, I know that. I remember. Jeez, Mr. Anderson on the radio saying Stroke City. So. Yeah, jeez. At the end of my little blurb, it says, bigger plans taken shape for 2014. You touched upon it, but what are we talking about in terms of time? Is it going to be a couple weeks? Is it going to be, because of course you can't do a big UK city of culture type of thing, but I think it's terrific that you've got people that are going to come back, and that just tells people, more people to come and say, oh, well, so-and-so from New York's coming, come and join. It sounds like you can really have a great opportunity of really building this up for a continuous event.
I can't say too much about the plans for next year. I think my life will be
super secret.
I talk about it too much. The Moving Picture Company, MPC, are coming, and they're going to do our sort of keynote plenary session. And there will be announcements in that will have resonance on next year's festival. So I'm afraid you'll have to.
That's fine, because you've just given Baltimore Internet Radio a teaser. Keep me posted just throughout the year. I'm very interested in what's going on up there. Like I said, you lived 10 years over there. I worked in the arts. Like I said, I just happened to find something here. Technology and Performing Arts, the Bentley Conference. Can you talk about that? Because I was just talking about technology and the performing arts.
Yeah, well, the Technology and Performing Arts Congress, that is part of our conference, obviously. And what it really talks about is how the lines are being blurred a lot now. Technology is becoming a very accessible and sort of part of things, and how people can use it innovatively to improve the theatre experience. And not just in the sort of on stage, really, but, everything else. Like, how can you use things to engage with your audience on a long-term basis, keep them interested, and also building up the content. So it's going to cover a lot of things. Like, we're doing that in conjunction with the Barbican. Mm-hmm. Who've been great, they're putting a lot of stock in technology at the moment. And I think they're digitizing a lot of their own sort of their old stuff. And we hope to be doing more with them next year, and around their own festivals. So it's going to be a chance to know how you'll check out technology that will be coming to the stage, but also will be helping the audience sort of experience theatre more, and also how companies can benefit and monetize things like that as well. So it's a pretty wide ranging session, which a lot of our sites basically are in the conference itself. So there's other things in there as well. We're also doing a session on the future of audience engagement, and as you touched on that before, that's where Julie O, who's the market manager with the New York Philharmonic, is coming over, and she's going to be talking to Sharna Jackson, who is the editor of Tate's Kids, which is the Tate's sort of program.
Tate Modern?
Yeah, the Tate Modern's program to get kids involved. So obviously, if you've ever been the Tate Modern, they have so many interactive sort of features and all that kids can actually get sort of, as we said earlier on, hands-on with art and learn a lot more about it. So,
well, that's the whole point. I mean, with technology now, you can reach audiences you wouldn't reach before. Somebody's sitting at a computer and suddenly they like a play because they're just watching it and it's interesting, and they would never go out to a theater. It's just on that simple level, and to be able to kind of to join that together. Well, I would talk to you after this is all over and you've come back from your vacation in the Algarve, I'll talk to you about, you know, maybe we can collaborate and hook up with other like-minded individuals and kind of work on this a bit. I know you'll be busy working on the next year and all. Maybe you can, you know, if you're up to it, let me know.
No, definitely. I'd love to. We're actually working, just in points you touched on there, we've been running a competition with a festival in Ireland called Other Voices. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. It's basically, it started off in a church in Dingle, and bands would have come and performed in a very intimate setting, a very, very small gig, and they used to film it. And, you know, so they would have had maybe 3-4 concerts a year. This year, they expanded their lineup to come to Derry and also London and do a few bands, you know, bands that were at a national level, and also people that you know, up-and-coming bands from the Dingle area down in Kerry and London, and mixed the whole thing up and, you know, sort of got across the different cities. But we're working with them to see how they can actually keep that intimate vibe. You know, they always hold it in the church or a small music hall, but engage with as many people as possible for as long as possible. So, you know, it's as wide-ranging from different social media tools to travel platforms as well, you know, the different startups looking at things in different ways and how it can actually benefit everyone as a whole. So that's something that we've been strong on as well.
Yeah, that's something that interests me a lot. Plus, you know, a lot of other points that you're, you know, bringing in here are very interesting and well put together. I would, you know, I would think about that it could be a great venue, and well, not venue, lack of venue. I'm starting to get my little senior moment here. Just bear with me a second. But you've got so much going on that I would think that you know, investment angels from all over the world would be pretty interested in seeing what's happening, what's going to be happening in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, well, we you know, that's that. We hopefully we picked a nice weekend, and the weather's quite nice in Derry, and we'll be showing it off. But we also, a lot of the things that we will be doing is making sure that our speakers are coming in and talking about things to people, you know, where they're meeting the right people. Like, if we can get any foreign direct investment for Northern Ireland, for Ireland out of this, then, you know, that's something that we're really looking forward to doing. And we're looking forward to collaborating with people from across the world. Because when people come here, they're very impressed with the infrastructure, with the education system. And, you know, my background's in startups. There's a lot of interesting things happening, and you know, we can sort of showcase that to the world as well. So that's something that we're looking at too.
Are you still trying to get the corporate tax rate down to 12.5%? I don't mean to laugh at all, but it's, you know, been like, going for years when I was there.
No, you know what? It's, I don't think it. Well, obviously it'll work in the short term.
But, yeah. You know, now don't say anything that might compromise your situation. But I remember a couple of years ago that they were, because I did work at Stormont for a little bit, yeah, and they were talking about it then. And then every time I kind of check with the Telegraph or some other northern newspaper, it seems to be dragging its heels in terms of just making any kind of decision in that.
But, yeah, well, I think they've sort of, you know, I can see it changing 12.5%. If anything, I actually think in the long run, the Irish Republic of Ireland corporate tax rate is going to have to come up a bit.
Yeah.
But because it's you know, there's a giant disparity between the two.
Sure.
So there's a tipping point between the giant corporations which have set up in Dublin leaving and, you know, getting a tax rate up a bit. But I'm not a political speaker, so I should probably stay well away from this.
Right. You have plausible deniability here. I'll just edit this out if it becomes too much for anybody to listen to. But we mentioned InvestNI, and they've done a really good job in getting foreign investment over. I was just reading recently that they're still being able to do it even in this economy, which is a really, you know, kudos to them. And they're real involved in culture tech too, right?
They are indeed, yeah. No, they were great supporters of us last year, and they're coming back this year. They're doing over 20 sessions, and they're bringing the big guns. I've been talking to a few of their people, so they're going to be on hand to help everyone, not just in the digital space, but, you know, if you're looking to set up any type of business, they're going to be there to give you advice. And also at the top level, they will be sort of showing, you know, talking to people like in clean energy and, you know, what markets they should be aiming at, and finances and things like that as well. So they're completely behind the Culture Tech brand and what we're doing. They're a big supporter of ours.
I'm not familiar with them, but tell me about Jet Plane Landing.
Well, Jet Plane Landing are a band from Derry. Let's see, what's the best way of describing them? I'm going to say, I think Andrew, the lead singer, will kill me when I describe them wrong. They formed around 2002, and they took a lot of their influence from bands like Fugazi and the Pixies, things like that. Mm-hmm. So they make a lot of noise, but they make a lot of very good noise. So they have worked on other projects for a long time on different bands. The lead singer, Andrew, has actually set up a record label, Small Town America Records.
Oh, very good.
Are putting this gig together, this showcase. And he's actually been involved in the business end of things for a long time. So they decided that they'd been sitting around too long. So last year, or this year actually, they've made an album and are releasing it. And they're starting a tour at Culture Tech. They're one of so it's a small, intimate gig they're doing whilst before they take off on their UK tour. So it'll be
great.
Sweaty. Should be very, very good.
So, okay, and not to put you in a corner here, but yeah. Tell me just, let's say, three things that you're looking forward to seeing.
Three things I'm looking forward to seeing. Right, well, number one is the Internet Cat Video Festival, which is exactly what it says on the tin. It's videos of cats, and we're going to run a drive-in, hopefully, that people can just come up, watch.
Videos of cats?
Of cats doing various cat-like things.
Mm.
And secondly, other thing I'm looking forward to, Michael Spencer-Jones is coming, and he's going to do a chat. If anyone is familiar with the band Oasis, he is the guy who took the photos of their album covers when they were starting off. So he's worked with some of the most interesting musicians in Manchester, and we're hoping to get him over. He's coming over. He doesn't know this yet, but we're hoping to get him to take a few photos as well. So I hope he's brought his camera. And looking forward to hearing him chat. He's going to he's talking in a thing we call the Banter Salon, which is run with the Irish Times. And it's basically great speakers in a venue with no questions, you know, no PowerPoints, nothing like that. Just chatting, you know, just talking, just shooting the breeze, you know. So they can be asked about anything. So we're going to involve him in that. And the third thing... where'd you limit me to three? There's so many hundreds. I haven't.
That's okay. That's all right. Take your time.
Having awards or anything like that. But no, I will settle on one thing, which is the closing party. And this is purely personal.
Well, because, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. After a night out at the conference a while ago, we said, you know what would be a great idea? What about if we get the Culture Tech team to have a DJ off on the final night? So the after party is basically, we have 30 minutes each, vinyl DJ set, to see how the crowd reacts and how it goes down. So there's three of us, and we're all going to go head-to-head with our DJ skills. So we're the party on the last night.
Well, that's like the paradigm for the whole event. Put something out there and see how it goes.
This whole thing came about because we were just comparing record collections one day. This is a giant ruse so we can get an audience to DJ in front of.
Right. But it's under the guise of advancing that art, though, right?
Exactly. I'm not going to be any art advanced that night, I'm afraid. So
last question is, are you going to record all these events?
We are indeed going to record everything. We shall be streaming the content from the website, hopefully later that day or the day after. We were talking to the film teams yesterday. We were setting up a lot of the things, so we shall be recording everything and getting it out there. So your listeners will be able to sort of digest all the content as it happens. Well, we're not streaming it live. We're going to edit it and show it afterward, but we will be getting it up as quickly as possible and as professionally as possible. So we shall have oodles of things that people can actually get the feel of what Culture Tech is and you know what it's going to achieve. So that shall be from, we start on the 9th of September, so from the 10th of September we shall be pushing out all the content and showing what a great festival we're actually putting together. Please do.
Sounds great. Just tell us some contact information and if you want to add anything else.
If anyone wants to go to the website, it's www.culturetech.co. And if you want to find us on Twitter, we're at Culture Tech Fest. which is also the Facebook page as well. And we'd love to talk to you. Any of your listeners are more than welcome to join in the conversation.
Thank you, Connor. I've been talking to Connor Daugherty, the Marketing and Partnership Manager at Culture Tech. I actually said that with a pretty good accent just then, didn't I?
You did indeed, yeah.
Culture Tech is a week-long celebration of digital technology, media, and music, taking place in Londonderry. What did you call it?
Legendary
Northern Ireland. From September the 9th through the 15th of this year. Connor's going to come back and tell us how it goes.
That sounds great.